Do you have track shoes, or at least comfortable ones, because you're gonna need them this weekend to get to all the events you'll want to go to. It's just another stacked Philly weekend with something for absolutely everyone. Sports fans, listen up. The Sixers and the Flyers are in the playoffs. It's Penn Relays weekend, and there's even a motocross championship in town. The Sixers tied it up against the Celtics on Tuesday night, which means they need you at Xfinity Mobile Arena on Friday night to help them keep going. The game starts at 7. The Flyers, they'll be in action on Saturday, getting closer to punching their ticket for the second round. They play at 8 p.m. It's Penn Relays time at Franklin Field for the 130th running of the historic race. In the last few years, the races to watch have been USA versus Jamaica, with Jamaica holding a commanding lead over the U.S. teams. But Olympian Quincy Wilson, he's returning to try to get that lick back for the home team. The relays go from Thursday through Saturday. The 2026 AMA Supercross champion will soon be crowned, and the Philly stop at Lincoln Financial Field is round 15. Champion Cooper Webb, he'll defend his 450SX title in what's expected to be an intense series of races on Saturday. It starts at 6:30.
Corn, yeah, I heard corn. Got us through the Great Depression and the storms.
They turned it into alcohol.
Yeah, that's my favorite form.
It's Mazola and it's ethanol, it's corn.
On the stage, the Broadway sensation Shucked comes to Philly for 3 weeks at the Forest Theater. The Tony Award-winning musical is about more than just corn, though it is set in, wait for it, fictional Cobb County. Chuck goes through May 3rd.
I feel like falling in love.
From musical theater to gay pride, that's not too far a segue. Philly Black Pride celebrations kicked off this week with parties, networking events, and more at multiple venues citywide. Tonight's opening reception honors this year's theme, 250 Reasons to Celebrate. Philly Black Pride events go through Sunday, and we'll have all the details on our website, whyy.org/things-to-do. Heading back to the stage, because Philly Theater Week starts on Friday. More than 40 productions are happening across the city, from dramas to circus arts. It's a good time to be a theater fan because it means you can see shows at all different price points from all different sensibilities. Theater Week goes through May 3rd. Philly Jazz Month is in its third week and it's going strong. On Friday, the Germantown Jazz Festival gets underway. The three-day fest at multiple venues include an opening night reception, a master class, and a student concert. You can buy daily tickets or a three-day pass. Performers include Oren Evans, the Philly Pops Big Band, and Josh Lee and the extended family. Friday's opening night reception starts at 5.
Party at Ground Zero, every move is starring you, and the world will turn to flowing pink paper stools.
In its heyday, jazz was known as groundbreaking music. Now that space is occupied by punk and alt-rock. Fishbone fans have the best of both. The groundbreaking rock, funk, punk, ska band is on the In Your Face tour celebrating its four-decade run. They'll be at Brooklyn Bowl, Philadelphia on Friday night. The show starts at 8. When I said this weekend has something for everyone, I meant it. Some throwback galas are on tap for Saturday. A night at the Savoy at the African American Museum is an all-ages event that includes music, dancing, specialty drinks, and a performance by Philadanko. You're encouraged to wear all the feathers and flapper regalia you can find. It goes from 7 to 10 p.m. Across town at Fort Mifflin, the Roaring Twenties is also making a comeback with the Mud Island Speakeasy event. Drew Nugent and the Midnight Society will perform at the annual fundraiser. It also starts at 7. We're no throwback, just the people who bring you the best of the city's offerings each week. We invite you to our website, whyy.org/things-to-do, for details on what you heard and more, including where Hamilton alum Mandy Gonzalez will be this weekend. I'm Tanya Pendleton, and I'll be back next Thursday with more Things to Do. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone.